Is it the first time that you're getting them out?
For the year, yeah.
Emily Allen of Whitefish is unsticking and unfolding orange climbing skins and resticking them on the bottom of her skis. She, Felicia McAfee, and a group of friends are gearing up to hike and ski on Big Mountain.
I've been here, you know, five years now, and I would say this is the earliest it's been since I've seen the snow all the way down to the bottom, you know, to the village. So it's good to see. It's a good start compared to last year. Huge. It's huge.
That's about how public relations manager for the Whitefish Mountain Resort, Riley Palumbus, sees it.
It's really good. It looks like middle of winter. And this is one of the best openings we could, you know, ask for, because a lot of times November, you just never know. You kind of roll the dice. It could be really snowy or it could have nothing. Last year we were praying for snow and hoping for the best, and we got all the snow at the last minute.
Standing at the foot of the Bunny Hill outside the base lodge, snow is covering everything. The lift chairs, the trees, and the ground.
This last storm really brought in a great amount of snow. Up at the summit on Friday afternoon, the snow stake was measuring 30 inches, and by Saturday afternoon, it was up to 48. So that's 18 inches in about 24 hours. And then we had another 5 inches or so overnight after that.
Palumbus says the mountain is prepping for its December 7th opening. Many of the mountain's 3,000 acres are Forest Service land. She says as part of the permitting process, the mountain identifies opening and closing dates, and they're sticking to the December date despite the early snow. Right now, the mountain is hiring staff, getting lifts operating, chairs and tables in place, and taste testing.
E and D, okay. We're sampling some pizza samples to decide what we're going to use this winter.
Outside, crews are shoveling to keep snow off walkways and away from the loading platforms for the lifts. Other workers are tuning up the lifts, and soon the signs advertising the summer activities will come down. Palumbus says some new things for this season include new runs cut in on the north side of the mountain, where a new chairlift is going in for the 2014-2015 ski season.
But that new lift is really going to give us access to a part of the mountain that we really haven't been able to use it a bunch. You know, a lot of people go there and enjoy taking, you know, finding their powder back there, and this will make it more accessible to everybody, which helps spread people out on the mountain a little bit more, which definitely helps with making those runs less crowded.
Palumbus says good snow news travels fast, and they're optimistic about a good year for visitors. Big Mountain is coming off of a record year for visitation in the 2012-2013 ski season, with more than 300,000 visitors, up 10% from the previous season. Palumbus credits consistent and growing season pass sales and more people discovering the mountain, with marketing efforts in Washington, Oregon, as well as north of the border in Calgary and all the way to Edmonton. Many skiers and boarders have their skis in hike mode or their snowboards strapped to their back as they head up, and tracks already crisscross the runs where people have skied down.
I'm still going for my elk.
Nice.
My deer's all processed, though. It's in the freezer. That's awesome.
Yuri Kazaki preps his split board for the hike up the mountain and echoes a sentiment put to music by local singer-songwriter John Dunnigan, highlighting the change in the season in northwest Montana.
Meat's in the freezer, let's go skiing. Woods all cutting in shed. And dancing through my mind are all them virgin untracked lines. And it snowed a foot before I went to bed.
Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.
It is the season when all the world turns shades of gray. And that powder starts to fly. And